Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is leading the charge in the tech industry against President Trump's latest immigration order, which temporarily halts entry for all refugees, as well as all citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries. In an email sent to employees yesterday, he said the company will fight the order on Capitol Hill and in the courts. Separately, several technology firms are meeting today to decide how they will respond. But it's not just that immigration ban that has upset tech leaders. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor of Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
And tell us, first of all, what exactly Jeff Bezos is planning.
Well, he's trying to work with lobbyists and also legislators in his home state of Washington to sort of figure out ways that they can combat this executive order, or at least find ways around it, legal ways, of course. And that's a really significant step. Instead of just having a statement or sort of like a saying one way or the other what they think or feel about it, he's actually trying to take some action. So that I think is a big deal.
And he's an unusual tech leader because in addition to being a leader in the tech world, he also owns the Washington Post, which is a paper that has had its problems with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has had his problems with the Washington Post.
And all of media, practically, including the New York Times and CNN. So, yeah, that is an interesting thing that sort of underscores this. But sort of to be clear, I think a good thing to sort of be aware of is that, you know, it's Jeff Bezos personally who owns The Washington Post and not Amazon, you know, his company, which is a publicly traded company. I think there was this conspiracy, there's this idea that was touted that somehow owning the Post was a sort of a way to kind of get tax benefit for Amazon. And that is not the case at all.
There's also this meeting of several tech firms today, originally reported by Reuters. Not a lot of details, but how have the other leaders in Silicon Valley responded to the executive order from Trump?
So unlike Bezos, I mean, most of the reactions have been fairly tepid. I think, you know, altogether they're trying to sort of promote their company's values, which is inclusiveness generally, and of course immigration. A lot of the founders of these companies are immigrants come from families of immigrants, but they're not going whole hog either, right? I think Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, is probably the only one who's been very, very vocal in saying this is simply wrong and un-American. Most of the others have been sort of saying something along the lines of, you know, we don't agree with this order, but we'll try to work with the administration or something to that effect.
Although didn't Sergey Brin from Google find himself at a protest the other day against it?
He did. In fact, the protest or the rally was at Google campus, where at least a few thousand Google workers sort of heard Sergey talk about his background of being an immigrant and that how he's against it. And they sort of did a rally around the Google campus in Mountain View, and as well as other Google offices around the world.
Now, there's also talk about something that would be even more significant in Silicon Valley, and that is a potential executive order coming from the Trump White House that would restrict H-1B visas. Now, remind us, first of all, what those are and what do we know about this potential executive order?
So the H-1B is a special program, sort of a work visa that where companies like Microsoft and Google and Facebook can bring in workers from overseas under this visa, high-skilled labor, engineers in particular. And that's what these companies – they really rely on that because, frankly, the U.S. doesn't produce enough workers in this field. And they're having to go overseas to China and Russia and India and Pakistan largely to get workers to do this stuff.
So what's the argument against having the H-1B visa system the way that it is right now?
Well, the argument on one end really is that, you know, as far as tech companies are concerned, they want this program to be expanded. We need more, along with getting more education for science, technology, engineering and math. The Trump administration, and I think Steve Bannon, the advisors, a big part of that push is to try to limit as much inflow as possible, whether it's from what they think of as nations where terrorists come from, but also just nations that aren't typically Christian, you know. And I think that's a fundamental cultural divide here, but that's now manifesting in policy.
But again, we don't know yet whether this executive order is on the way.
We don't. And it's an evaluation, and likely it's another way of kind of trying to vet or revet this program to either curtail it. And there's still a chance that he expands it. So we're not going to say either way, since we don't really know.
One more thing I want to ask you about, some other news. Elon Musk from Tesla, the company officially brought a project online yesterday that would help promote clean energy in California. What's going on?
So, that's Elon Musk behind Tesla and electric batteries is a big proponent of, environmental solutions to the problems, as well as making profit off of it. And that's an interesting thing, because he's also aligned with the Trump administration as part of his advisory council. So there is a potential meeting of the minds here in terms of what that might mean in terms of policy, things like carbon tax and curbing carbon emissions.
Hmm. Well, we'll be watching that to see what happens. Ed Lee, managing editor at Recode, thank you.
Anytime.